Hello, everyone, and welcome to summertime. You know what that means? GGWH. I had this moment last night when I was thinking about this contest and went, damn, we've been around a really long time. This is the 8th one. And what began as a summer spectacular, which probably amounted to nothing more than a pitiful attempt from myself to get more contestants, ended up spawning something that has lasted for this long. It's pretty interesting and amazing. I'm going to take this point to note out that since we moved to the qualifier rounds, anyone can join in at any time up through round 6. So if you have friends or you see people in the thread who are like, what do? Please let them know that they can enter as long as it's not playoff time, which isn't for another, you know, like 2 months. With that said, I'm going to take a little nostalgic moment here and jump into my favorite version of MS Word to hit up the File of Doom. And of course, being the pleasurable person that I am, I'm going to start out with the mean one. And Eris, I'm sorry to say, you're my victim this time. Welcome back, but no, just no. If you're going to pull funny with me in the first 2 lines, don't spell it out like I'm a toddler. I'm sure even my expression right now isn't quite captivating the simmering displeasure I felt when reading this. You could have just thrown in a, you know, Oblivion. It wasn't just the name of the club. But instead, you explained the joke in its entirety. I'm just going to redirect myself to the default switch. I know you're capable of better than this. I know you're definitely capable of a better hook. The first 2 paragraphs were enough to trigger the abort countdown in my head. One, you started the piece off with a joke and a punchline that did frankly nothing to make me want to read more. Instead, just emphasize the possibility that you view your readership as toddlers. 2, the entire setup didn't come off as original. It felt like a picture I've seen before. And 3, in the end, I felt like I was paraded through something that didn't leave me with an impact. Again, big flashing letters in my imaginary neon sign. I know, and I have seen better from you, and I know you're capable of that. So please, reload and try again. And remember, I'm 28. I don't need it spelled out. We can do this together, hand in hand. Okay? Good. I'm moving on now. I'm scrolling down. Frosted. I really like this. It packed power in a tiny package. Really though, tickling? Not really the right word for this piece. I have to be really fucking nitpicky at this stage in the game. It just turned out to be an eyesore word to me that doesn't fit in with the portrait you drew at all. If you had chosen a better word, literally a better word, just tenths of points matter now. But it was a good piece, so nicely done. Utora. Well, that was pretty damn captivating. You certainly took a twist on the whole love tale thing that kept me reading. I think going forward, the bolster and entertainment value from engaging plot directions, good thing for you, especially your particular style, so nicely done on this one. Yumi. I'm frankly not a big fan of this. Your rhyme scheme is just off to me in certain spots. I also think you've adopted certain phrases to force it, but that either leads to just straight word repetition, which happened, or a shattered beat. Also, what's the deal with loan? Weird. Anyway, this is another piece that was on the fence with that abort sequence. I know you're capable of producing better stuff than this. I think you need to sit back, drop into that zone that I know you have, and produce something engaging and spectacular for me to read. This was, honestly, cookie-cutter poetry, in my opinion. I didn't see you in this. I saw some template of everyone. And I know you're better than the Discover card. I know you're better than the Discover card. You see what I did there? Threw in a joke. And I'm spelling it out. Back to you, Eris. Now that's just mean. But anyway, I'm moving on now. Moving on through the word file to Black Gabriel. This was an interesting piece. There are a few grammatical mistakes up in here, but you kept me interested in the story. The portraiture was excellent, and the tone somber yet illuminating when it comes to the story to come. I'm looking forward to seeing more of your work and the scope of this beautiful contest. Which brings me to, of course, VOC, who decided to throw text balls upon my soul. But, my goodness, this was fucking amusing. An A-plus effort from you as well this round. Well, of course, this is when I get to say thanks for making my decision difficult, because as I alluded to when reading through Frosted's nice overview, this came down to a tenths of points. Literally tenths of points. Really, I was bouncing around at the final stage of the judgment between Frosted, Utora, and VOC. Although Black Gabriel also threw a wrench into the gears that could have almost tanked everything, but at the end of the day, I just have to give this one to VOC and give that ticket to the playoffs. This was just a fun piece. It was great. And even though it was the longest and ran the most risk of having me lull off into boredom land, you kept me engaged. And for that, I give you the beautiful win, which means you're getting a million freaking gold from me, which is pretty crazy. So, for those of you who I didn't think did that well this round, do better. There are 5 more opportunities, and of course, the wild card to, gain in this mystical quest of GGW8. And frankly, I know all of you who didn't do so well this round are capable of just blowing my mind because you all have won something at some point. For those of you that did well this round, remember it's not over. And frankly, the cumulative sum efforts have proven time and time again to be the default win factor in this competition. I think there's only been one time when a person has scored below a 10 in a round and managed to actually win it all. So, keep in mind that your focus is important. And if you slack off and fail, I'm going to be watching. And it's going to matter. I expect the best. Because frankly, this is the best, and you're capable of living the dream. And now that I've ended this heartfelt speech, you know what's coming. But first I'm going to take a sip of my Coke, because you know I need to have caffeine. That's some good shit. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!